Hello and welcome to the Institute Talks, brought to you by the Institute for Apprenticeships and Technical Education. This podcast channel has been set up to keep you at the heart of the conversation. Hello, I'm Emily and I'm your host for this podcast today. We are joined by Daisy, an education and childcare T-level student, and Ashley from Havant and South Downs College in Hampshire to talk all about T-levels. So thank you for joining us, both of you. Firstly, would you like to introduce yourself, Daisy?
Hi, I'm Daisy. I study education and childcare T-level at Havant and South Downs College.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you with us. And Ashley, over to you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Groot. I'm an assistant principal at HSDC and I'm the college lead for T-levels.
Great. Welcome, both of you. So let's get started. So Ashley, first of all, can you explain to us what T-levels are?
Yes, certainly. So a T-level is a 2-year level 3 technical qualification. It's made up of 5 different components. So the core is the underpinning knowledge of the qualification, so the knowledge you need to work in that sector. The occupational specialism is more the sort of technical aspects of the course that would enable students actually to get work. That's what makes them really employable. There's the industry placement, which is the biggest change for us. So that's students completing 315 hours placement out in industry, which helps them develop the right knowledge, skills and behaviour for the workplace. There's English and math, so students have to have a pass at level 2 functional skills or GCSE grade 4 or above. And then there's other requirements. So some of the awarding bodies and the panels that have created the qualifications expect students to have other qualifications to work in the sector. So an example might be food hygiene on the catering T level.
That's really helpful. Thank you very much. And which T levels do you deliver at the college?
So in this academic year, we're delivering the early years education and childcare. We're delivering the digital and we're delivering the construction, design, surveying and planning. And then for September, we're looking at offering the health T level. So we've got 3 occupational specialisms. So adult nursing, mental health nursing and children and young people. We're delivering the T level in healthcare science, which is assisting with healthcare science, and the T level in science, which is laboratory technician. And then we'll be delivering the other digital T level, which is support services.
Great stuff. So you've got a whole suite there of T levels. How is it going so far?
Yeah, it's going really well. We've got some fantastic new facilities. So we were successful in capital bids for wave 1 and wave 2. So the students have got great new facilities to be in. We've got loads of great new equipment from the specialist equipment allocation. The staff are loving delivering it. They've managed to get out into industry as part of the Industry Insights program. So they're really up to speed with the technical skills that students require. And the students are really enjoying it. So very positive.
That's great to hear. And I'm sure it's good to hear for our audience as well after working on it, some of them. So moving over to you, Daisy. So Ashley has mentioned education and childcare. That's your T level. Why did you choose to do a T level and why that specific area?
I chose to do a T level because I'd previously done an A level and I just realised I didn't get enough experience in the subjects I was doing. It wasn't for me. So I specifically wanted to do childcare because I realised that's what I truly wanted to do. So when I'd researched, I saw that there was a T-level and I'd seen them advertised. So I looked more into that and I saw that it was just the perfect and the most ideal course for me.
Great stuff as well. And you mentioned it sort of it being the ideal course for you. I know that you're allowed to sort of specialise and do a specialism. So which specialism have you chosen?
I chose the early years specialism over the teaching assistant one because it caters much towards younger children rather than the teaching assistant you can do with a broad range of ages.
Cool. OK, and that's what appealed to you most. Great. Cool. And going back to Ashley. So Daisy's mentioned why she chose a T-level and why it appealed. What encouraged you to sort of deliver T-levels at the college in the first place?
There are a number of reasons, really. I think firstly, ultimately it makes our students more employable. So that's probably our key motivator. You know, we want to make sure our students can get to their intended destinations. Secondly, I think it was partly the fact that it enabled us to update the qualifications that we're offering, because these, you know, these have just recently been designed by the panels, so they're really up to date. So they were the key factors, I think.
Yeah, that's great. And how easy was it to attract potential students when they were up and running? I know Daisy mentioned she saw it promoted, but did you do anything sort of specific or special to promote T-levels?
I did huge amounts of work, actually. Lots of work with local schools. So I went into all of our feeder schools and did presentations to staff and to students. We did some special open evening events. So we did some online. It was during lockdown, so we did some online open events for our students that had applied to come and meet the teachers, find out more about the qualifications, look at sort of potential pictures, because the facilities hadn't been built by then, but potential pictures of what the facilities would look like, where the students would be studying. And I did quite a lot of work with outreach teams, so local university outreach teams who obviously go into schools as well. Lots of work with career staff. So yeah, we did a lot to try and raise the profile.
Yeah, and it sounds like that worked, and you kind of got the numbers, you got the interest.
Yeah, we're really successful. So we got strong cohorts in all three of the T levels, but particularly the early years education. So we got 36 students studying that. So that's great.
Brilliant. Thank you, Ashley. Going back to you, Daisy, you said that you sort of found out about it. You saw it promoted. So how did you find out? Where did you see it?
I found it. I saw posters of it everywhere. They were talking about it in my school, and I saw it online. I saw it on adverts everywhere.
Okay, and did you, when you first saw it, did you think, I've sort of tried the A-level route, you know, this is the sort of, this is what, where I want to go? I know you've mentioned it, but sort of, did it sort of strike you straight away as something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I really loved that it was designed with employers and was designed with employees in mind. It really, like, hit me that it's going to be great for my career.
That's great. And what did your friends and parents think when you said, I'm doing a T-level? What was their reaction?
They were really happy for me. They were super happy about, as I said, the employers. They knew that it would be great for the future. They were really excited that I was going to be one of the first students. And they just felt really proud and happy.
That's great. Sounds like you've got a supportive sort of network around you. That's brilliant. So moving on to sort of how T-levels compare to other qualifications, going back to you, Ashley, sort of how do you feel now we're, you know, a good amount of time into it? How do T-levels compare to some of the other qualifications that you deliver at the college, and how do they fit in?
I think the biggest difference is the amount of technical skills that they develop with the students. So they are really preparing students to go and work in the sectors that they want to. They're also they're a bit more specific. So some of the other qualifications we offer at level three are quite broad. So they're not really preparing students for a particular career, whereas these are a bit more focused on that. And I think, like I said, they're very much focused on developing the right knowledge, skills and behaviours for students, so they are ready for the world of work. So, yeah, we're really, really pleased with the content of the qualifications, and it's going very well. And certainly I believe it's preparing our students more appropriately for employment.
Yeah. And do you think the sort of students you've got in the first cohort feel that way as well, that they're getting something to sort of very tailored and it's driving them to that sort of where they want to go? What have been their impressions, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just thinking of one of our other students that I've had a number of conversations with. So one of our digital students, she was telling me the other day about how as part of her work placement, she's been out with a digital company and been doing loads of coding, and she's really loving it. And she was just saying she's learned so much from her placement. So, yeah, I just think they're such valuable qualifications, and particularly around the placement. But like Daisy said as well, also because they have been recently developed with employers on the panels, so that they are exactly what employers want. So ultimately, they're like I said, they're making our students ready for the world of work.
Yeah, Great stuff. And Daisy, we should definitely ask you. So how's it been going? What have you been learning about? What's your experience been of your tea level so far?
It's been really great. We've been learning about so many things, like things that you wouldn't even think that you needed to know. You get taught everything. It's from learning about special educational needs, how to cope in certain situations. You get a broad range of information that you can use in every situation that regards your certain course that you're doing.
Right, glad to hear it's going well. And also, what are you looking forward to doing most sort of next? What's coming up?
I'm really looking forward to doing my placement. I'm really excited to put all the work that I've been doing in the classroom into the workplace.
Yeah, are you excited about the placement and do you feel ready to start?
I'm really excited for my placement and I do feel really ready. The teachers prepare you so much with every possible outcome, anything that could happen. And we have such amazing resources at our college. We have like a little mock nursery. It has all children's toys. We have these really realistic baby dolls that cough, you need to feed, cuddle, change. So they really prepare you with what you will experience in that nursery or in that school.
That sounds great. And Ashley, can you explain for those that might know what industry placements are and how they fit into the learning?
Yes, certainly. So the idea of the industry placement is a student will be placed usually with one employer, but potentially up to two. And during that time, so over the 315 hours, the students are getting firstly the chance to develop the technical skills they need to work in that sector, but also the chance, like Daisy said, to put their what they're learning in the classroom into actual practice. The other thing that it's really helping students develop is the right behaviours for the workplace as well. So helping students understand, you know, about things like timekeeping, their organisational skills, punctuality, all the things that you would expect a normal employee to develop. It's giving the students those experiences. Part of the placement requires the students to complete a set project, so an employer set project. And that's a project that is agreed in tandem with the employer and the student and the college. So something that might benefit the organisation, but will also help the student develop their understanding of the sector at the same time.
That's great. Thank you. And Daisy, do you know where you're going for your placement? I should have asked that. Have you got any details about it yet?
Yeah, I know I'm going to a nursery and I've been there before. I know the people who work there and I've known people who previously have gone there for their placement. So, yeah, I'm going to a preschool.
Great, thank you. And Ashley, do you know, thinking about what's happened over the last year and the pandemic, do you know how that has impacted placements for tea levels in education and childcare, I guess, but also wider tea levels?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed picture, actually. So some of our childcare students have been out on placement and had that opportunity, and some of the early year settings were not able to take the students until the lockdowns ended. So like I said, a bit of a mixed picture for those students. For digital, we've actually had quite a number of our digital students out. So that's great. And construction, the plan is they don't go out until the last term anyway. So those students should still go out as planned.
Well, that's good to hear. And I guess what would you say to employers thinking about taking on students to do an industry placement, obviously with the COVID context, but also in general?
I'd say, firstly, it's a real opportunity for employers to help colleges develop the right skill sets in our learners and to address the skills gaps. I would say, secondly, once they've got a student, it's a real opportunity for them to shape and mould and nurture that student into exactly what they want. So potentially that student could then move into employment with them and they've got a ready-made employee. So they're creating a pipeline of talent, really, for their businesses.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you. That's good advice. And then we haven't talked about sort of the pandemic's impact with you, Daisy. So just going back and picking that up, do you feel that COVID has impacted what you've chosen to do educationally, or is it in your mind, or are you just sort of hoping things work out and carrying on with the path you wanted to go down?
It's definitely affected my education because because of the pandemic, I dropped out of A-levels and chose this. And it's given me so much time to think that this is what I truly want to do, so that I'm giving my all to this course because it's everything that I want to do. And it's really just seeing how the teachers are working so hard to give us all the right education, even online, doing everything that they can to give us as much as they can, is it's like inspirational for what we will have to go through if anything like this ever happens to us as teachers or as early years educators.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Brilliant, thank you. Ashley, how have you adapted due to the pandemic, and kind of what creative ways have you had to deliver T-levels during this time?
So we're really fortunate in that a few years ago, we'd made a real commitment to using Google as a teaching product. So we've quite seamlessly been able to start using that for online learning. The teachers have really adapted that as well. So they use lots of other sort of ed tech to try and enhance lessons. So things like Menti, Slido, Jamboard, Padlet, which really helps bring the lessons to life and help students engage a little bit more. Some of the other things that have been going on that I'm aware of, so with the construction students, we've managed to get some of the programs that they would use around CAD to the students. So they've got them on their computers, so they're using them and accessing that from home. And also some of the lecturers are coming into the classroom so that they can show students some of the equipment that they need to learn about. And then they're projecting that obviously to the students' home. So they, instead of them having to try and envisage or picture some of the equipment, then they're actually seeing it in the lessons because the teacher's still going into the classroom to deliver. So they'd be the key things, I think, that we've done to adapt to teaching online.
It sounds like a lot of options there and sort of a lot of progress. Do you feel the students have responded well to that way of learning?
Yeah, I think the students have been amazing, actually. I mean, when you think about what they've had to adapt to over the last year and the resilience that they've shown to be able to do that, I think our students are incredible. And real credit to the college and to the nation, really, you know, that they're just keeping going and doing so well.
That's a great answer. Brilliant. Thank you. All right, then moving on and thinking about sort of progression and what's next. Daisy, what would you say your sort of long term career goals are? What would you say is your dream career?
My dream career would be a primary school teacher, but I'd also really love to work in a preschool. I'd love to start in a preschool and then eventually end up in a primary school as a teacher.
That sounds great. Thank you. And how do you think this T-level will help you to get there?
It gives you all the UCAS points you need to go on and do a degree in education, which can then lead you onto the path of being a teacher. But it gives you a straight up qualification that you can take into preschools and do early years educating there.
Okay, and so you think you'll be a teacher for a long time then? Do you see yourself as being a teacher? Do you think you'll ever move to older kids, or are you just going to see how it goes?
That's why I want to start in the preschool, because I just want to see how it goes, see what year group I prefer to work with or am most comfortable working with, and see where my qualification would take me, really.
Great, that's a great answer. And Ashley, just thinking about sort of finishing up, what advice would you give to students like Daisy who are sort of maybe finishing what they're studying and thinking about the next step?
So I would say really strongly consider T-levels. I know lots of students think about taking A-levels, but for example, if a student thinks that they might want to do some science A-levels and go into construction, into maybe quantity surveying or architecture or that sort of area, then the T-level will absolutely prepare those students more appropriately, I would say, than an A-level route, because it's really teaching them the relevant skills for that sector and all of the underpinning knowledge for that sector. And also the placement will then enable them to really understand what that industry is like to work in. So I would say really strongly consider T-levels as an option to A-levels.
Thank you. Great. And same question for you, Daisy. So what would your advice be to anyone thinking about doing a T-level?
My advice would be, if you are certain what you want to do, it gives you so much more experience than A-levels can, and it's equivalent to three A-levels. So it, you don't need to be worried that you won't get enough UCAS points to get into university, or even if you don't want to go to university, this gives you the qualification to just go straight into the job you want to do. So I would just say, try your hardest, work really hard, and this qualification will give you everything you could need.
That's a great answer. Thank you, both of you. You can't see me, but I was nodding away there. I think that sounds brilliant. So thank you very much. Well, we've come to the end of the podcast. So I wanted to say a big thank you to Daisy and Ashley for joining us and for sharing all their experiences and their views on T-levels. So thank you, Daisy, and thank you, Ashley. And I hope everyone out there enjoyed listening and tune in for our next podcast, which is coming soon.